Hey, folks, we're back here with the Faith and Freedom Show. I'm David Allen Carmichael, and I've got a guest today that I told you about, I warned you about excitedly, that we're going to be talking to Senator Mike Fasano. He's been very faithful to respond when there's a bill before the legislature that has some substance that we can talk about. We can talk about things. I do it on a constitutional basis, and I go to a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. So that's my reference that you can hold me accountable to. You can heckle me on that, and you heard Bethany tell you what the phone number is. But right now the phones are closed because we're going to hear from Senator Mike Fasano. And Senator Mike Fasano, if you could just tell us right at first, what is this bill about? And then we're going to be talking about what drove it here. Proposal to change the Constitution.
I lost you just for a second, and I apologize. The Public Service Commission, as you know, is a commission that's created to oversee, regulate our utility companies, dealing with water and sewer, utility companies dealing with electricity. Even our telephone companies are regulated by the Public Service Commission. There are five of them. There are two pieces of legislation that we're going to be filing. One has already been drafted and is moving forward to get a bill number here shortly. One of them that will create some transparency. Sadly, the Public Service Commission, and I don't think it was done with any malicious intent or any way of wanting to break the law, but I believe, though, they just have gotten so comfortable over there, both to the commissioners and the staff in Tallahassee, that sometimes they forget what their obligations are, what their responsibilities are. And they begun to have this very cozy relationship, if you will, to the utility companies that they regulate. One of the bills that we have will create more transparency. What we found was, sadly, that many of the staff of the Public Service Commission was emailing, pinning, texting, whatever you want to call it, back and forth to the electric companies and the utility companies that they regulate. The same staff that makes recommendations to their bosses, the five commissioners, as to whether they should accept or decline rate increases. We're also finding that that a couple of the commissioners have done the same thing. Our bill would stop that. Our bill would say that any staff member who communicates or that communicates with a utility company that they're regulating, that must be a public record. Back in 1993, there was a Public Service Commission fiasco as well, and there was a grand jury that convened, and the grand jury came up with several suggestions of how to change the PSC with recommendations. Sadly, those 1993 recommendations were never taken up. We're taking those recommendations, most of them, and we're putting them into a bill and hopefully get it passed and on to the governor.
Now, there's, and just for people, if you don't know what's going on with that, is that one of the things that was accused, we saw in the Times Herald, they reported it, Tampa Tribune, the Miami Herald probably approached it a little bit more evenly, but people were making accusations. I guess there were some instances where people admitted going to different parties. There were people on the staff going to parties with lawyers and things that were associated with the power companies, which were regulated entities. But then somebody came back and said, oh, you know, the commissioner is communicating with their aide over this untracked cell phone communication.
Right.
And to me, and I'm thinking, hello, who cares whether they talk in a closet or across a cell phone? Isn't that what the cell phone is provided for, is talking to your own staff? So that was a lot of political stuff came into the fray there, and it got really nasty, and I'm sure that dust hasn't settled yet. But what I want to talk about, and so that proposal you have is legislation that basically gives express, not just the force of law, but actual law that says, hey, if you're a staff member, you cannot do the following things.
That's
now,
in fact, we have already in statute forbidding the commissioners from having a direct contact with those who they're going to be deciding on rate cases. I believe that some, if not all of the staff, should be under those same rules as well. At the minimum, when staff does communicate in any way on a rate hearing that's coming before them, that information, that communication be available to the public immediately. Unlike what they were doing, sadly, you know how we all have BlackBerries today, and they are able to text or pin, as you know, the peer-to-peer communication. Well, they thought they were able to do that without anybody knowing about it. We found out differently that those documents can be gotten. But now, under our law, it would say you can't communicate like that. You've got to communicate in the normal way, whether it be email or by letter, and that has to be made available to the public when they ask for it.
Yeah, come across a desk. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Absolutely. That's a very good point. It has to come across the desk. It can't be done through this backroom pinning and texting. There's never a good time to be doing that kind of stuff when you're dealing with public policy.
Okay, well, thank you for that. I hadn't even seen that particular bill, and maybe, of course, it hadn't been filed yet.
There is another one that we have filed that would go back 30 years, and we would ask the public through a referendum whether they want to have an elected public service commission or they want to continue to have an appointed public service commission. Florida at one time, like 30-plus years ago, used to have an elected public service commission. Unfortunately, though, politics did muddy the water, if you will, and that's why it was changed in statute to have an appointed public service commission, where the legislature sends 5 names to the governor for him or her to choose which ones would be the next commissioner for the open seats. Someone said to me, "What having an elected public service commission would create politics." Make it more political. I said, how much more political can we get? Can it get more than what we're seeing right now at the Public Service Commission, where we're seeing the cozy relationship between the public service commissioners and the utility companies that they regulate? They're having dinners with each other. They're attending parties with each other. The coziness, in my opinion, couldn't get any worse. Our bill, in fact, if it was elected, makes it very clear that they could not accept donations during the campaign from anyone who comes before the Public Service Commission. So they would not be able to get contributions from either the companies or their employees or associates that come before the commission to be regulated.
Okay, and folks, so just so you know what we're doing here, I'm David Allen Carmichael. This is my Faith and Freedom Show. We're talking to Mike Fasano, Senator Mike Fasano from Florida's 11th Senate District. And specifically why I asked him to come talk today was about this idea. It's going to be a proposal to change the Florida Constitution, whether you would be electing your public service commission or whether they'd be appointed by legislators. And that's specifically why I had him come talk today, because any innovation, remember, their job, as I quote Sir William Blackstone, was to avoid, avert, and to check every dangerous innovation. So sometimes we'll even ask these folks who are proposing these things, we say, hey, I think your innovation is dangerous or not. And I would say, just as I was analyzing this before we talked today, in my opinion, as you said, it's going to politicize possibly the election. And I was sitting here thinking about it. I thought, well, both angles are politicized. We interviewed Commissioner Argenziano, and she mentioned that she would like it. She thinks that it would be better if it was an elected executive agent that was doing the Public Service Commission. Her take was accountability. I guess there was a certain kind of scrutiny that would weigh in on the commissioners that is not yet available to the Inspector General. Is that true?
I think the right now, as you know, that the governor has the ability to appoint, and right now, the Public Service Commission is pretty much the arm, if you will, of the legislature. And what Commissioner Argenziano would like to see is to get the legislature out of the business of coming up with the names that they send off to the governor. One of the reasons is because it does become political, because the utility companies are able to lobby the legislators who sit on the joint committee that's going to decide what names go to the governor for his or her selection.
And then I was thinking about that, and I thought, well, there is a certain balance weight there in that you've got a whole, obviously you're saying they're going to focus their lobbying on those on the committee.
They're going to focus, that's exactly right. They're going to focus their lobbying on the committee, encouraging them to select this name or that name to send to the governor for his or her decision of who will fill that spot. So there's a lot of politicking that still goes on long before the names get to the governor. And unfortunately, that was changed a few years ago, and probably we should not have gone in that direction. It used to be a joint committee of pretty much just the common folk out there that were appointed by the Speaker of the House or the President of the Senate, and they would meet and come up with the names after interviewing those who were interested in becoming commissioners. Then that committee would send a list of five or so on to the governor. Now you, though, have a legislative commission, a legislative body of both the House and the Senate that make the decisions as to what names the governor will see to choose from. And it truly does get political. She's absolutely correct.
Wow. Now, I will tell you, as I was looking at the bio of the people on the current commission, one of them who's not there anymore, the one lady's name that I saw, she was like, who's who among who's connected to utility companies?
Well, it's interesting you say that. If you look at Florida Power and Light, and that's a major electric company here in Florida, if you were to look at who they have hired over the last couple of years to give them counsel, give them advice, represent them before either the legislature or the commission, it's a slew of people who have either been commissioners or have worked for the commission over the last 5 or 8 years. And it's absolutely embarrassing. It's just shameful to see that these are the same commissioners that were regulating these utility companies, and now they're working for them, and I would say probably making hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And it's really some experience, yes, and some connections. Some
absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely, face-to-face connections. Was this your idea to propose this change to the Constitution, or did somebody render this to you?
No, actually, it was my staff and I's recommendation. We were talking about what can be done, giving the people, giving the voters the opportunity through a referendum, through their vote of what they would like to have happen to the Public Service Commission. I'm so concerned that we will, and I've got some good support from many of my colleagues, including the President of the Senate, Jeff Atwater, including our governor. In fact, he saw me the other day. He said, keep up the good work on this Public Service Commission changes. I'm just concerned that this will somehow get, weakened. But at the minimum, at least, if we can get the resolution passed and onto the voters, let them decide whether they want to have an elected or an appointed Public Service Commission. My goodness, when you think about it, you have five individuals who have a huge impact on our everyday lives in Florida. Five individuals who can make or break this economy by agreeing to these huge rate increases that are being asked by Progress Energy and Florida Power and Light. Five individuals, the 160 legislative members. The governor doesn't have that kind of power like the five commissioners do at the Public Service Commission. Yet, they're not elected. Yet, they're not accountable to anyone. And, you can't throw them out of office. You have to wait until they come up for reappointment.
Okay, and that's a good point. I think your main point there, and I will be visiting this particular bill between now and the vote, and because it really is an idea to have folks, when you start to manipulate your Constitution, the fundamental law, it carries a lot of weight. And the more you change your Constitution, or you get in the habit of changing your Constitution, the less solid it becomes. It gets kind of worn out a little bit.
And as you know, the good thing, what we've done here in Florida through the voters, they said, okay, we don't mind, you looking at our Constitution. We don't mind referendums, but we want to make certain that if something's going to pass in the future, that it has to be done by a 60% vote. So we have at least that in place, that you have to have that supermajority before you change that Constitution. Prior to that, it was just 50% plus one.
Wow. Superb. Just for you folks who are listening, I'm David Allen Carmichael. This is my Faith and Freedom Show, and we're talking to Senator Mike Fasano from the 11th Florida Senate District.